forever. Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody. What do you eat?
Well, I had an eating disorder for a while, so I'm.
You did? Kinda,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was anorexic for a while, and
how
so
long?
Well, that's the funny thing with anorexia. You know, it's like I was like deeply anorexic for like probably 6 months or something. Like,
was that around your dad trauma or before?
No, this was like in college.
Okay.
Yeah, college was not great. I was like super depressed and I was super anorexic. And
to him?
Huh?
I said damn.
Oh damn! I thought you said to him.
No.
Yeah.
To
the
him. Glory of God.
To him. Sort of like,
yeah,
maybe
Sabrina,
I was like cursing
it
the
was
house.
Chill to get to know her. Do you know she just barks to him every few?
To him.
To him. Oh God. Yeah. So I, you know, and then you have to like relearn how to eat and stuff, but a lot of habits don't really go away. So I like.
Well, Nikki Glaser, yeah, also in college eating, she had to go to the hospital about it. And I've talked to her about how hard it is to ever just get back to a normal place.
Yeah, I read something the other day that was like, it's recovery is just like a million uncomfortable decisions one after another. And mm-hmm. So that's really how it feels, is like, it's just a lot of you're making uncomfortable choices almost every time you eat. But then, you know, I'm in a better place now, but I really don't like eating when I'm not hungry. That's my main thing. So I don't like when I'm sort of at the mercy of someone's schedule, I don't like that, because then I'm...
Yeah, this is the biopic where we're different. I really don't know the difference. I mean, like, well, so after I got cast in the show, yep, I saw myself on camera after being in writer's rooms forever, and I was like, who's she? She needs some help, a trainer, and... not that look. It's just like, you know,
seeing yourself on camera,
but I'm like, now I'm not, you know, like I'm like probably in the middle of like my thinner to my biggest. I'm like in the middle mark.
Yes.
And I'm like happy.
Yes.
There. But true, it is an interesting thing. Everybody's got a relationship with food.
Yep.
It's never like perfect.
Yeah.
Even if it is perfect, then it's too calculated.
Totally.
But my friend Lucas, who's on the show, who only eats one meal a day, he eats at dinner.
Yeah, that's kind of my... not really,
that's
but
what
that's...
do.
That's I get that. I get where that comes from.
Because then you're like fully hungry and then you can like...
eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's like freeing. Yeah. That's...
So then what do you eat when you eat when you want? And also, we don't have to talk about this if this is like...
No,
you just
not.
Explained. You're like, it's a million painful pins in my eye. And I'm like, so snacks, what do you go for? Funnel cake, ice cream.
To him.
To him.
Tell it to him.
You're putting food in... your dad's putting food in front of me. Yeah, no, I mean, I like... So, and then a weird thing happened where when my dad got sick, I re-sort of... like, there's a lot of cancer stuff that's like, you know, vegan's good for cancer and stuff. So I read a lot of books about food, and that really helped me relearn how to eat, I think, in a healthy way, which was just like, wait till you're hungry. And when you're hungry, eat like good foods. I was eating like processed shit and like low calorie, like garbage. And
yes.
So now it's like, you know, I just, as long as the food is good, I try not to like count things or worry. So I'm just like, if I'm hungry, then if I have avocados or if I have, you know, rice cakes or toast or, that's it.
Yeah.
No. That's
Just real quick facts.
Yep.
On our way to therapy, there was a huge avocado in the middle of the road, and we stopped and picked it up. And I just want the world to know.
No way.
Yeah. When you work on your relationship, the world gives you free giant avocados. Estimated retail value, I'd say $4.
Now, at the price of potential,
it's sitting right there in that basket.
Now that did you think it was a turtle, or did you know did you know you were stopping for an avocado? Because you see this as a gift from God. Wow, that's a pregnant ass avocado.
I mean, I would describe it as it's got like the base of a baseball, and then it accentuates.
It looks like a Russian doll. Like a Russian doll, like big, like that. There's a bunch of little avocados.
It's got beautiful eyelashes.
Wow. So I can't believe you stopped. Were there cars behind you?
There was a car behind us, but we both recognized
the value.
You know, it's interesting too, because as we were going, usually in couples therapy, we've gone and it's just been like sort of to like pat ourselves in the back on how great we are. But this time we did have that argument. And so it was sort of,
high
like,
tension.
We were like, you know, on our way to report each other.
Yes.
But then like seeing the avocado in the road and both of us being like, no questions asked, we're going to pick up this avocado. It's like, oh yeah, we're like made for each other.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. sweet. Yeah, so that's kind of
how
nice
long have
about-
you been with your cutie?
Four years.
And his legal name is Cutie?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He's yeah, legal like yeah, QT. Yeah. Yeah.
4 years. That's
4 years.
Goody goody.
Yeah.
So you met him. Did he ever meet your dad?
He didn't. Yeah, he didn't.
You met right after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a nice thing to come into your life at that.
Absolutely.
Moment.
And yeah, Luke is very he's a bringer of joy. So it was like a real yeah. it was a real like antidote to the darkness for sure.
Yay,
yeah.
Bringer of joy.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a gift, but he's been through a lot with me because of, you know,
I'm sure.
the time that yeah.
When I met Shauna, her best friend died suddenly.
Fuck.
And it was like it immediately, you know.
It changes things. Yeah. You're like you see.
Well, there's just like this whole other plot line happening and it's much more important and much darker and much yeah. heavier. And it's like, but isn't our kissing fun?
Exactly.
Like, you
exactly.
know, you're going through two different movies.
Yes, totally. But like maybe that's why, you know, maybe like I think that too. Like I'm like, I don't even know if we would have found each other if not for this, because, you know, I was looking for joy because of, you know, such a dark thing. I wasn't mm-hmm. really a relationship person before my dad died.
You never, no relish?
No, I was, but no, like, now I look back and I'm like, oh, those weren't really relationships. You know what I mean? Like now yeah. I'm like, oh, this is different than what I was doing before. What I was doing before was very like, you know, fun and great and playful, but it wasn't like.
Building something with someone.
Meaty and yeah. Like,
so you're saying he's got a big cock.
It wasn't the big hug that I come home to every night.
40 minutes of the podcast yeah. was just about her boyfriend's dick.
His big hug.
His big ass hug.
Yeah, best friend. I mean, the suddenly dying thing, I can't even imagine that. Because it took me so long to process and I had a year to process. So when people like lose someone right away.
I think it's like, there's like double-edged sword either way.
Agreed.
Would you want to die suddenly or slowly? I think
I
sudden.
I think sudden. I like,
but
leaving
I like
a party
the idea
fast.
Of everyone coming to talk to me.
But I'll tell you what, the way they talk to you is not the way
it's
you want to
good.
Be talked to. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like famous people, like you don't get a real.
That's
chat.
It. That's it. It's very like that when you're around. Whenever you know when a famous person
great.
Walks yeah. in the room and everyone's yeah. tense, like it tenses up.
Well, I know firsthand.
Of course,
I am that person.
So true. You're in that. You. I'm feeling it right now. I mean, I
don't feel comfortable ever since you put that on yourself. Ever since you gave yourself that diagnosis, I've been feeling a little tense.
I can't. Yes, I.
To him.
Yeah. No, but I. Yeah. You wouldn't want it. You know, it's a very weird thing.
It's a weird thing. No one knows how to do it.
Yeah, it's just hard to be cash. It's hard to just be like.
All right.
So what's
we'll
up?
Go fasty.
I think fast. Yeah, and I like a. Leaving a party. I don't like goodbye. Who does?
Yeah.
Who loves a goodbye? You're a psychopath.
I feel like when you say goodbye at a party, you're also like suggesting to everyone that it's time to leave. Like off we go.
Yes.
Well, we've got things in the morning, you see.
Yeah, and it's just you say it to one person, you got to say it to everyone.
Desperately.
This is what you don't want to do in Hollywood. Yeah,
no,
he's been
never going to be signed, never going to be kissed.
He's
doing,
going to that screen
there's
test
a
early.
Pit in Bern in Switzerland where there's bears and they call them the dancing bears, but it's really just like people are, you get snacks and you dangle them over the pit and they're desperately trying to get the snack. So they're like standing up and that's what Cowboy's doing to you. You
yes.
have a snack and he's standing up to you.
And I'm just dangling myself.
You're
here.
You're dangling yourself.
And it's never going to happen, buddy. sorry. Even the frisbee. I don't get dogs. Did he want me to take the frisbee, or
yeah,
did
he wanted
want
you to
the frisbee?
Throw the frisbee for potentially 6 hours.
But he
would
choose
never be
on
satisfied.
It. He chews on it in such a way that makes me think
he doesn't want you to.
He
take
doesn't
it,
want
but
me to take it.
But
that's a dog.
Where he's good at
that's,
playing the game.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
I mean, it's really cute. Whatever he's doing
is very
he wants
cute.
You very badly.
He's changing his approach, which I like. At first it was very aggressive, and now his eyes are just looking. Like he's almost tearing up. It's beautiful. Oh my God.
And then sometimes in a podcast, it's like, why keep the ball in the air?
That's the
fucking We take a fucking break for a second.
Jesus, what do you want from us? I gave you my dad, I'm anorexic. Like, what else do you want? God. I mean, what else? Well, I can probably dig something else up.
Depression's a thing.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about depression. Jesus Christ, Sabrina, it's a fucking Friday. Receipts? What's this? What do we have here?
Well,
the loft?
Was the source of our argument. The receipts. She got in a fight with some store manager. And she wanted to know if the math was right. And I was like, I do not want this at all. So as she's going through the receipt, I'm like, I'm not going to get into all the nitty gritty, but I was not the best partner in the way that I told her I didn't want to do it.
Yep.
And then,
alas,
there we were in therapy with me saying the sorry.
I like that. So is it kind of nice having group therapy? Because then you just go, or a couple therapy, because then you just go, we're not going to worry about this now. We're going to like do it then.
It's nice to have that in the pocket because it feels sometimes like, I think, the thing, and the more the longer you are together, you guys have been together now 4 years.
Yeah.
Shauna and I have been together for like 11 years.
Oh, wow.
Which one's a bigger number? I don't know, just write in and let us know which one's bigger. but like you get more confident, you know, like,
because
in the beginning, it's sort of like, oh my God, what's going to happen to us?
Yes.
And I'm like, you know.
You're like, we got a kid. We're here.
It's like, what's
going
to happen to us? We're
going to
fucking figure it out, or we're going to be miserable. So let's figure it out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, like in this case, I don't think I would have gotten to a place of apology.
Yeah.
Which through sitting down and really like deconstructing the way we were talking to each other, I needed to do.
Yeah.
So that's like really cool too. Because we've gone, this is our third time that we've gone.
Oh, so it's kind of
new. And I've been with this therapist for about a year and a half since Wolfie was born. When Wolfie was born, I was like, oh, I want to
do therapy.
So now,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you had sort of a lead. So were you seeing her for a year on your own? And then you brought in your wife.
Well, yeah, but then.
So interesting.
And so at first, Shauna was like, I don't want to see your therapist.
Of course.
That's like
a
bias.
Yeah, of course.
But now she loves her. They love
each
other.
Interesting.
Yeah. And generally speaking, I would say that she leans towards sort of like hearing Shauna, which I think. I mean, like, obviously, like, part of therapy, I feel like, is, like, uncovering these truths about yourself. But there's a very big, like, chorus line in your mind that's like, it's the cute part of you. You are stubborn because you're cute.
Yes,
you're impatient because you get things done.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
You're like, it's like tongue-in-cheek understanding yourself because you're, like, both like, yeah, I definitely got to change that.
Right,
it's my superpower.
Exactly.
So there's, like, part of me, you know, deep down when she is like leans towards Shauna's side, I'm like, great strategy, girl.
Yeah.
Let's pull her in. But like, clearly she's just being a therapist and actually just following her instinct. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's wild. But yeah, I get that completely. Yeah. Well, that's the real thing. It's like they are our, it's so hard to change things because they're what, you know,
it's deeply in you.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's what, and then if it's deeply in you, it's a part of you and you're like, well, I don't want to get rid of it.
My main thing lately that's been coming up is that I'm like really impatient and probably judgmental.
Oh yeah, well, that's our job. Our job is to be judgmental of the world. It's like, I'm really, really bad at knowing what I want and
being decisive.
I'm in a way that is crippling. Yeah, so that's what I'm working on. It's like, why is it? It's not about the decision. What's the fear that you're going to make a wrong choice? That you're like, you know, what's behind it? That's what I love about therapy. Is like,
yeah,
you think it's the thing, and it's never the thing. It's never the decision. It's always like, oh, you haven't. My therapist always says you haven't, you know, gone in your toolbox in a while. So
toolbox.
Yeah. I'm like fucking 2 years old. It's like toolbox.
No,
it's like
toolboxes.
You haven't gone.
Is...
It's just like Blue's Clues.
You need to use your crayons. No, it is tools. That's what, and that's the thing about having a therapist. Like, even though we've gone literally like gone maybe once every 5 months, it's like having that as a tool is really, it like alleviates a lot of the panic of like, what's going to happen with this misunderstanding? We can't see eye to eye. It's like, oh no, I'm confident if we go into her office and we unpack it, we're going to get to some place.
Totally.
Cowboy, back off, sit down. Sit down, my good boy.
Good boy.
What does he want? Like, what does he want from you?
Yeah, he's good at asking for what he wants. It's.
But we don't know.
We don't know what, but it's something.
He's good at making it known he wants something.
Yeah, that's a step. Good boy, cowboy, but not now. Oh, is he, how old is he?
Six.
Oh, he's kind of young.
Yeah.
That's nice. I love a, yeah, I'm new to dogs. I used to be terrified of them. And then I
was. You're doing real good.
Well, I lived with a really, really scary looking barky dog. And I didn't live with him. My friend did. And I was there all the time. And then I realized, oh, he's just, he's not really going to bite. That's just how, what he does.
Don't talk about Louis C.K. that way.
Now we're getting into it. Hello.
Now we're getting in.
Let's start the pod here. Okay. Cut the rest of that bull crap.
What is it like working with men?
So female comedian, what's that all about?
Yeah, you step in, you're a comedian.
I mean, hello.
So you zip on your dress.
Okay.
And then you step on that stage.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
Oh, God. Do you still do stand-up a lot?
I've never done stand-up. I've only been myself on stage.
Okay.
I do stand-up. Well, now, so the show wrapped last week.
Oh, my God,
and
it
so
wrapped.
Now I'm like starting to do get back in because oh. I've what I've realized in my toolbox is like when I moved here 4 years ago and started staffing on shows as a writer, and I would always feel like sad when I would do stand-up. Well, I would like try and keep both
all.
Of yeah, yeah, exactly. Try and do it all and then be disappointed.
Yep.
And then so now I'm like when I'm doing a show and like, you know, have a job that takes me many, many hours in the day, I will do like a show a week or maybe two shows a week.
Yeah.
Just keep the ball in the air.
Yep.
But not act like I'm supposed to be juggling 100 balls.
And that's a real like New York thing we have to shake off too, where it's
yes.
like, it's like, because that's the way it should be. It's like one show a week, two shows a week. That's great. You're excited. You do them.
Yeah.
New York was very like.
Well, also just like what it means to me versus what it means to other people. Like I very
yes.
had to shake that off, like that I do not want the same thing out of this that other people want. I would not be happy touring.
No.
Even if it was like, you know, millions of people, I just would not be happy doing that and only that.
Totally. And that's a real, yeah. It's like they should, if there were like a class early on, it would
yeah.
be helpful to be like, look at what everything, look at the end goal of everything.
A life class.
A life class.
No matter what you do.
Yes. No matter what you do. Go
yeah.
to go to the end and then work backwards. Like, what excites you? And then, yeah, work backwards from there versus like, this is what everyone's doing. So I'll go do this or this or this. Yeah.
It was so exciting for me when I realized you could like write for a TV show and
oh.
that could be like part of what I'm doing.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And then now do you have the acting bug? Would you be excited to go back
well,
into a room?
Well, it's just
like
the sweetest job ever. Like Patty and Ashley.
Oh, you guys look like you have so much fun.
So much fun. Truly just the best.
Which is the key. It's like, yeah.
Just hanging out with fucking thin, hot, fun, charismatic people that like you. Like, yes. So they were like, okay. So would you rather be if you could only act or write, which one would you choose? And I'm like, would I rather be like a princess or a goblin? A princess. Like, I mean, literally like you cough and someone hands you a lozenge on set.
She's coming. Flying in. It's so crazy too because you get treated like shit all the time. And then the minute you book something, everyone's
yes.
like, they don't make eye contact.
There's
like,
extras that are like, have nicknames for you like, hey, golden voice. And it's like, what's up, girl? It's
yes.
like, you know, it's the whole system is set up to make you feel good and confident and ready to
yeah.
smile.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So I definitely have the bug of like,
yeah.
oh, well, also it's just validating, you know,
right.
you need, despite
well, you're such a
this
great
conversation
performer too.
Of being like, well, oh, thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Did.
So it's like a live, like that show feels like a perfect, you know, mix of the two.
Totally perfect mix of the two. But also you need someone else to be like, to like open the door for you to realize that you can open the door.
True. True.
And even just for everyone else to see. It's like, oh yeah, I got cast in this thing. Like the cycle that I got cast in Carol's, I sold a show to Fox for the first time that was based on Shauna and my marriage. And it was, and there was something in the contract that was like, you can't, it's not guaranteed that you get to play this part if we sell the show.
Got
you
it.
Have to audition. Whereas now that I've been cast in a thing, it's like, oh, I add value. Like I've been cast.
Yes.
So just like know that I'm a piece of the puzzle that like you can count on.
So true.
Yeah.
Oh God. That's so tough.
That's the interesting thing about like, know your value, know your thing, girl. And it's like, well, you only get to know your value when someone's
you have
like, paid
value.
You that
yeah.
amount, that
totally.
Balance.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. It's also like, yeah, momentum thing. It's like, oh yeah, now you get booked on that and now you have that. It's like it, yeah.
People see you in
see,
a different
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Okay, cool. And now you're on break.
Now I'm on break. And now I'm
Do you miss your pals?
Stop trying to keep any of the balls of this podcast in the air. So good luck.
Which pals?
Your new acting pals.
I mean, now I'm just like,
now you're buds.
We'll just keep on creating reasons to work together.
Totally.
I mean, definitely, I do for sure. There's like emotions around not being like on. It's like just such a cushy, nice job.
I know.
And for sure, I'm like bypassing it by being like positive, and literally like pick it up, don't. Fucking care.
Yeah,
but it's like, no, obviously you'd like the guaranteed cool fun job with the cool fun people.
Yeah, I know, but that, yeah, that's
like
gonna
do
thing of like meditation and being present too, is like just enjoying it while it's happening, because yeah, that's a big thing in this
I
career.
Definitely that it's was just, like a good part was like I definitely like enjoyed every yes. minute of it, and that dressing room Shauna turned it into like an apartment, and we had like people, you know, next season you gotta come and
I gotta come. Don't you feel like that's a good thing with stand up too, is like we're used to such bare bones that once you get a thing you're really like appreciative of it, like
yeah,
anytime
totally.
I'm on set,
like
I'm
couldn't
like,
believe
this
that
is...
everyone wasn't inviting like all their friends to eat the free food on
totally
set.
Totally,
because on tape nights that's what like you're allowed to invite people, and it's like fully catered. It's like a fully catered, you got the one card, that's not a question. I'm playing,
you know what?
Table
it
topics
says,
with
I hope
Alyssa.
You enjoy using table topics to enjoy fun conversations with your family and friends. And you know what? We are. Thank
we
you.
We are. Thank you. Thanks for your intention.
Thank you. Okay.
That was a bad one. Sometimes they're so bad. What's this one about?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay.
Let's these are bad.
Oh, if you could be in any athlete for a single game, who would you choose? I said I'd give it all up. All of it.
You're talking in past tense.
I'll give it
what
all
I
up.
What
I said to my friend yesterday, she was at a game.
Okay.
I'd give it all up to be a Celtics dancer.
Really?
I swear to God, I wanted to be a cheerleader when I didn't make the team.
Isn't
I wanted
there, like,
to be on the dance
version,
team.
Modern version like a TikTok star? Because you're dancing for the world, in, again, like therapy in your apartment.
Yeah, no.
You want to be
I
Celtics.
I don't want it. I want to be I want to be decked out in green. Ooh. I want to just be on the road with the boys. It's not, yeah, that's it. I would, yeah,
you
I love
be
it.
Be dating one of the boys?
We'd all probably be.
We'd all be, mixing
dating.
And marrying.
We'd all be kind of dating. Yeah, we'd all probably be dating. Yeah. What's the most beautiful am I supposed to be, is this like a one and done, or I'm kind of
no, just
I'm on my sixth one. Okay. What's the most beautiful drive you've taken? Can I tell you this, something a thing that I became, it was like a thing I did in college.
Yeah,
I like leaving in the night. I decide. Whoa. Sort of early on, this isn't a
I'm
thing.
Glad we're getting to this.
Yes. So sort of like, oh, I go to a party and it's like, you know, I went to school in Vermont, so maybe we were going away to someone's like house, and I
Shauna
just
and I got married in Vermont.
No way. What part?
Warren.
School. I love it there. I love it there. It's so nice.
It's so nice. Okay.
So basically, I am an anxious sleeper. And so if I could kind of get there and be like, you know what, this isn't going to be for me, I would get a friend or not. But usually I'd get a friend and I'd say, we're getting out of here at about 1 a.m. Everyone goes to sleep and I hit the road.
Wait,
and it was always the most
get
fun.
There, what, you're
so maybe we're going away to like someone's house. Maybe it's
okay,
like someone,
okay, okay.
Maybe it's an Airbnb or okay, like, okay. Or at prom I did this. It's
yes.
Like, it's a thing. It's kind of a signature.
Ooh, signature move. You get.
It's a signature move.
A rite of passage. You get woke up.
Yeah, you're coming
and
with.
Kidnapped.
And kidnapped. Exactly. Yeah, a lot of, yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love just
and then
like.
Where do you go?
I go home. I go back to my safety nest. It's not exciting. I'm not going anywhere. I'm retreating. Yeah, no, this isn't like, yeah, this isn't exciting.
You're coming with me, kid.
You're coming with me. Guess what? Yeah.
Back to my mom's place.
Wait, but it's prom. I wanna hook up. No. This
We're
is gonna going
to
be more
somewhere
fun.
Where we can't drink.
Oh, it's much better. Yeah, I love it. I'm a real, yeah. So I love a night drive. There's a real freedom to me. If no one's out, no one's expecting anything of me. No one's can contact me. It's just me and the road. I really like it.
It's interesting because there's like everything about what you're saying to me suggests that you're like Thelma and Louise into the sunset, but you're like, it's the mystery of going where I know like the back of my hand.
It really is. It's the most boring version of Thelma and Louise. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Is it more important to be book smart or street smart? Who's read a book?
That movie?
Hello. Okay. I haven't read a book in God knows how long.
It's so hard to read a book.
Yeah, I want street smart. Yeah, you gotta be smart. Is this a podcast game or you play this at parties?
We have it on our kitchen table and we have it for just literally like most times when people come over for dinner, eventually we'll pull a card.
I love that.
Yeah. Take me in a different direction.
Crystals. You go, let's take a I like the vibe here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very LA. Yeah. Well, you know, I think like taking up space and like being loud is okay, even if like everyone doesn't like it. Like even if everyone doesn't like something, that doesn't mean it's bad. You know, that's taken a lot. Like just it's okay if you're, you know, you don't have to please everyone. If you're like happy with what you're doing, then fuck the people that it's not pleasing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's yeah. a real good one.
Yeah.
That's going to get a good sound effect right here.
We have the most beautiful sound effect of all.
Oh, that's the real deep shit.
Persistent drilling and grinding. It's like I'm in the dentist's office.
I record my podcast at the dentist's.
Oh, God.
Okay. But be yourself regardless of what other people think.
Which is a very hard, you know, easier said than done. But it's like, you know, you don't, it's just, yeah.
And, but there's always going to be someone that, yeah, I mean, I didn't come out for the longest time because I was worried about what people thought.
Yes.
And then it's like, I mean, imagine a world where I wasn't gay, married to Shauna, finding avocados in the street.
Hello.
Zero avocados.
Yeah. And like
zero babies.
No one's really. Yeah. It's like people really gravitate towards people knowing who they are. So it's like, don't try. Like if you know who you are, that's mm-hmm. yeah.
Know yourself.
Yeah. That's and that's.
And also you've learned sit with yourself.
Yeah.
LA has taught you sit with yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
And then also long distance relationship tips. Shauna and I were long distance, New York to San Francisco at first.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's in a weird way been helpful because it's like it's helped us both focus on like how to be independent on our own, which we weren't very good at. And so now when we're together, it's like almost healthier because it's like, well, we know how to be okay on our own. Mm-hmm. And now we have each other versus like we are only okay if we're together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, like the obvious of like having... Like, we see each other, like, once a month or something. It's helpful to have, like, consistent visits. But then I think it's good, like, just take the time to be like, okay, well, this is time for me to focus on me a little bit. And that's good. It's helped me a lot in a way that if Luke were here, I wouldn't have gone to emo night with my pals, you know?
Emo night!
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, with him gone, it's like, yeah, okay, I'll do this. And then it ends up being fun. And then you're like, oh, I like these things.
Yeah. More time for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I will say is that for someone who has to work on being like decisive and making like that you have like trepidation, is that the word?
Sure.
About making decisions, it's really cool that like one of your superpowers is like putting out these videos that are forever. Once you put out a video, I think there's like probably people that are very frozen in like creating and then putting things out there.
Totally.
That's such a cool thing.
I never put out a video after this podcast.
Frozen her, and that's what I do to young Hollywood. I invite them over.
To him!
To him! I did it!
Literally every guest I've had has ceased to exist.
No, that's the beauty of art, you know, and I do think, like, if you have, like, that's the only place I feel free is, like, I feel very free in putting stuff out in art. That is, like, a place where there's just, it feels right and it feels like, yeah, joyful and fun.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's joyful and fun to watch.
Thank you.
So you're like probably the person I've least known before coming on the pod, and you've been so open and real and great.
Oh my God.
And I'm so happy you're here.
Well, we're I feel like we're old pals.
Well, we're the same person except I like to eat all the time and you know when you're hungry.
Okay. And there's the twist.
And
two girls
smoke cigars. But we insist on it.
Yes.
And as a denouement, let's just say goodbye.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Dina. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
How are you? How are you?
Not too bad. My back is a bit sore.
Why? Just because you're old?
Well, first of all, we had a lot of snow yesterday and all that shoveling, you know, is not good for my back.
Why don't you get dad? Secondly, isn't that the benefit of being straight, that you have a man to go do that?
Well, he helped me a little bit too, but he's not so
He's not so butch. Wait, if you guys have real, are you stronger than him?
I think so.
In an arm wrestle?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Well, probably, I don't know.
I can't believe you're the man in the relationship.
I'm used to more physical, like even in the gardening or whatever, like, you know, whatever I'm doing.
He's a gentle guy. My daddy.
He's a computer guy.
He's a computer guy. Anyway, I like that you gave him a computer to butch him up. He's a computer guy. Well, so you shoveled the snow and then what?
On Thursday morning we went to Euclid's place, because last time we moved from the house to the condo, she said I could store some boxes there. So I brought her about 20 boxes.
20?
And
was
about
she pissed?
10 of them, yes.
She
and
was
about
pissed?
10 of them are... Huh?
Was she pissed when you showed up with 20 boxes?
No, she wasn't pissed at all. They have a big house, like 4-bedroom house, unfinished basement. But now they want to finish the basement. That's why. Mm. Anyway, about 10 boxes are full of baseball cards belonging to my children, which are 35 and 37, and I'm moving them.
I'm not 35, girl. I'm 34. Don't age me up.
Well, in any case, I'm just rounding it up.
Rounding it
this
up.
Is the last time I'm moving them, okay? If I move from here, that's it. They're going, I don't know where they're going.
Can I tell you a quick, oh my God, I've got to talk about the Archie comics in a second, but I want to tell you a quick story. It's a memory that I have of you where you, I said something about, like, I think I'm going to have a hard time getting older. And then you're like, well, then you will. And I was like, what, bitch? And you were like, if you're already planning on it, then, like, you definitely will. But if you just chill out and get older, then you'll just keep living your life. I was a good lesson. On like pre-planning.
Are you feeling older?
No, I mean, like, yeah. I really think that was a good conversation. I'm going to have the same one with Wolfie if he ever feels that way. I just think, like, it's such a silly thing that as a society, we always have to feel bad about just naturally growing.
Yeah, I mean, what can we do? We all are getting older.
Yeah.
We can't all, you know, look like 20-year-olds, and we can't all be around until we're 200 years old. Can you imagine already now it's a problem because people are getting older?
Yeah.
You know, a lot older than before. Like,
how old do you think people should get?
80, 85. I don't know. As long as they're healthy and they can enjoy life, you know, they should, you know.
If you could pick a number for yourself, what would it be?
I can't pick a number. If I'm going to be bedridden and a burden to everybody else and I can't enjoy life anymore, I can't do anything for myself anymore, then, you know, I probably won't enjoy it.
I know, but I would pick 100. I would pick 103. If you could just pick it.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
I won't pick a number now.
Your mom, you feel like your mom was just so depressed.
I'll pick 97. Okay,
97, okay.
Trudy's 97.
Trudy's your best friend, right?
She's a friend of mine. 97.
I guess she's 97. She's not doing well.
No, she's not doing well.
Well, give her a hug from me.
Anyways, in any case, so now I have these boxes. Then I had about 10 other boxes. So what do you want to tell me about Archie comics?
Oh, just that I love them and I can't believe you still have them for me. I'm so glad. I'm so happy that you're storing them.
Yeah.
This is part of what life is as a old person. You've got to store the younger generation's garbage.
I don't think so. Yeah, the problem is I can't, you know, like I already brought you two suitcases full of papers and stuff.
I'm pictures of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Quite sure these suitcases are still somewhere full of the papers.
I know, they are. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Take them out and celebrate?
Throw them out. Maybe
what do I do?
Stuff you can throw out.
Oh, throw things out.
Anyway,
I mean,
so now I have
all
the boxes of toys that I saved from you guys. A lot of McDonald's toys, the little toys.
Ooh, Wolfie's going to love this. Something. Not after Wolfie breaks
them. You know, 30 years old. I've got stuff.
Can you take pictures?
Like, I've got toys from my childhood.
Can you take pictures
I've
of the
toys?
And if anyone wants to bid on them, I'll reveal the pictures.
You know,
start the hype.
You know what? You're now going to be off till probably August, and I'm quite sure you'll come here for a week with Shona and Wolfie, hopefully. Yeah, you can find a gig or something and make it a week, okay? Then we'll take, because now I taped up the boxes. I'm going to put them in the garage, okay?
You're a bamboozler.
I've got toys there. I've got stuff there. I've got...
You think I'm going to make a business trip to pick up these? I mean...
Listen, I got Fisher Price toys from probably that I bought in 1984, 85.
Maybe I'll put a show
it's
together.
Probably vintage toys.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a show.
Yeah, put this under.
And
I
then
mean,
come
you,
rescue
you
these
come
toys.
In summer. It's nice here in summer, you know. We have this, you know, community center. They have an outdoor pool. It's free. I can take Wolfie
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I want to come. I totally want to come. And I'll be writing,
you
know, so I'll be able to write
you
from.
Wanted to go to the, you wanted to go to the cottage. You can go to the cottage, you know. So come for about 10 days.
How's your May looking?
My what?
Your May.
May. Well, May, we're coming back from Greece May 11, and then the okay. rest is fine.
Okay, cool.
You can keep that in mind.
I'll keep that yeah. in mind. Yeah. Okay. All right, Mom. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking. I love
yeah.
you.
Okay. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.